T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Senator Elizabeth Warren and other Democrats are saying President Trump must be impeached. In fact, since the Mueller report came out, that the president's approval rating has taken a hit down to, I think it's 37%. We're going to talk right now to Ron Foscia, who's political analyst and president of the Claris Research Group. Ron, I've got to admit, I'm tired of all this stuff. I'm sick of it. I don't know if I reflect the average American or what, but I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Mueller report. Do you have any figures that show, is America getting totally fed up with this situation?
Well, I think that many Americans would agree with you that they're tired of investigations, they're tired of hearing the same thing, and many of them would like to move on. The problem that the Democrats have in the House of Representatives is that they have the votes to impeach the president if they want to. They have a majority of the House, and you only need a majority of the House to impeach. So they could do it if they want. So many of the Democrats in the House are really torn because, on the one hand, they think they have grounds to impeach. They definitely have the votes to impeach if they want to. But on the other hand, they're concerned that by doing that, they would be playing into that concern that you expressed, that people are tired of it and don't want to see it happen. So they're caught between something they'd like to do and something they think would be politically unwise to do.
On what grounds would they impeach the president?
Well, they would probably, if they did it, and believe me, I'm not here to advocate for or against it, but if they did it, they would do it based on obstruction of justice and also based on abuse of power.
So if they vote to impeach him, then what is the next step? Can they remove him from office?
No, they couldn't. It would be the same thing like Bill Clinton. They would vote to impeach him. The impeachment resolution would pass, and then there would be a trial in the Senate. It's probably impossible that the president would be removed from office and convicted in the Senate. It would require 67 senators to vote for it, and even if every Democrat voted for it, that's only 47 mm-hmm. votes, so that'd still fall 20 votes short, and it's unlikely that any Republicans would join them. So it's almost an impossible situation to remove the president. But some people, some Democrats like the idea, as does Elizabeth Warren, to impeach him, because then he goes down in history as being the third president who was impeached.
But with her and thoughts and statements about trying to impeach him, do you think this is her trying to bring more attention to herself rather than really thinking there's anything wrong or grounds to impeach him?
Well, she's a presidential candidate, and she's appealing to Democratic voters, mm-hmm. so of course she's trying to help her campaign. But many Democrats do believe that there are legitimate reasons to have an impeachment. These types of things are in the eye of the beholder, and politics certainly plays a big role in this. In fact, interestingly, the biggest role politics is playing in this right now is probably to keep the Democrats from impeaching Donald Trump, because they're afraid it would hurt them. Just like when Bill Clinton was impeached, the only time in his term of office that he broke 70% popularity rating was the poll taken right after he was impeached. So just because you're impeached doesn't mean that you're going to be politically damaged.
Well, now that we, are officially in almost a campaign mode for 2020, do you think the Mueller report is going to be with us for the next year and a half as far as an issue?
Well, I think it is because many Democrats will make it an issue. I think a lot of people in the media will make it an issue, both people who like Trump and who don't like Trump. I don't think that we're gonna get away from that. And the struggle right now among people who do want to defeat Trump is to what extent do they make it an issue? Do they forget about it and play to this idea that people are tired of it and let's move on to other issues? Or are they going to keep at it and try to bring Donald Trump into the political class of presidents who were impeached, even though they weren't convicted?
Since Trump's popularity does seem to be going down by the polls, is there any chance at all that a fellow Republican would challenge him? And is there any time in history where a sitting president did not get his party support running for the second term?
Well, it's been a long, long time since that has happened. There's been numerous challenges to incumbent presidents, such as when Ted Kennedy ran against Jimmy Carter, for example. Mm-hmm. But it is extremely unlikely that any Republican could beat Donald Trump in Republican primaries. The polls show that Trump would overwhelmingly beat Bill Weld, who's the former governor of Massachusetts, and Larry Hogan, who's the current governor of Maryland.
Any chance it could be between Trump and Bernie? That would be interesting.
It's possible. Supposedly Joe Biden is going to announce his candidacy this week. If for some reason he doesn't, or some reason his campaign collapses, mm-hmm. then Bernie Sanders would be the immediate front runner at that point. And if he really develops a head of state, they may not be able to stop him in that case.
Ron Fauché, thank you for being part of the show this morning.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.